A historic day on Capitol Hill. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary have been delivered to the Senate.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Republican Mark Green led the other House impeachment managers onto the Senate floor before he read the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Article 1, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law.
After the reading, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said jurors would be sworn in Wednesday at 1 p.m., but Republican senators like Ted Cruz doubt an impeachment trial will actually happen.
Because he does not want these managers to present the evidence of the people dying because of their policies.
A motion to table or dismiss holding a trial needs a simple majority to pass.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Everything is screwed up in New York. And the whole world is watching.
Former President Trump with a campaign stop at a Harlem convenience store after day two of his hush money trial wrapped up. Trump was greeted by chance of four more years in the heavily Democratic neighborhood. Meanwhile, jury selection moved along this afternoon.
Tonight, seven jurors are seated with opening statements right now set to begin on Monday of next week. But that timing is very much fluid and dependent on how quickly the remaining five jurors and six alternates are selected.
Fox's Nate Foy outside New York State Supreme Court. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg accuses Trump of falsifying business records to squash unfavorable stories about him leading up to the 2016 election. Also today, D.A. Bragg asked the judge to consider holding Trump in contempt of court for violating a gag order, preventing him from talking about potential witnesses. The judge expected a rule on that next week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is set to impose new sanctions against Iran, targeting its missile and drone program in the coming days. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida prosecutor ousted by Governor Ron DeSantis over comments made over the state's abortion law is now seeking the office once again.
Andrew Warren was removed as the elected prosecutor in the Tampa area by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, citing Warren's open refusal to charge people with violating laws limiting abortion. Warren previously tried suing in varying courts to get his job back, but never pursued the matter with the Florida State Senate as directed by the state constitution. Now he says he will run for the same office this year after previously saying he would not. Warren is a Democrat and would need to participate in a party primary if he wants to challenge Republican Susan Lopez, appointed by Governor DeSantis to replace him. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Numbers from the Anti-Defamation League spotlight anti-Semitic incidents reaching an all-time high in 2023.
Bomb threats spiking from 91 in 2022 to more than 1,000 a year ago, the largest spree of its kind ever recorded, says the ADL. The data shows hate incidents surge following the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel, with 5,200 happening after the war broke out, leading to more than 8,800 incidents last year. A category that includes assaults, harassment, and vandalism went up for a second consecutive year. The CEO of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, said Jewish Americans are being targeted for who they are at school, at work, on the street, in Jewish institutions, and even at home. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A plan by Britain's government to ban smoking to stop young people from ever picking up the habit has cleared its first hurdle in Parliament, despite vocal opposition from within Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party. Under the tobacco and vapes bill, children turning 15 this year or younger will never be legally sold tobacco. The legal age of sale will be gradually raised until it's eventually illegal. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.